If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
It might be Saturday morning, but it's no day for rest.
Hi-ho! About 4 years ago, I put in a deck. It's in nice shape. Should I seal that?
I've been getting this constant leak in my basement every time it rains.
I have a stamped concrete pool deck. Some of the corners are starting to chip.
They say work around the home is never done. That's why Lou is here to help you through it. Now here's your host for the next 3 hours. He's kind of like a doc. And, well, a little sleepy, sneezy, bashful, grumpy, happy, and dopey. Here he is now, Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Hi-ho, everybody. 7:15 in the morning.
This makes me so happy. Dopey. I heard that. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Rogers Roofing, Ace Hardware, and by PermaSeal Basement Systems. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Mr. Fix-It Show here on 720 WGN. A bunch coming up today. We are talking about a Noodaloo 2 today that I'm surprised this made it through the vetting of the Lindsay and Lou thing, because we both saw it, we liked it, and then there was a flaw.
I think some people will like it.
Okay. And then later on today, so Lindsay and I had the opportunity over the past several weeks to try some of these. I don't know if any of you do these meal services?
Like meal delivery services.
Right, so you pick a meal and they send you the meal, during Lent, this was what happened with us. Mallory, our daughter Mallory, who's graduating from high school in 2 weeks.
Crazy.
For those of you that have listened to me for a long time, Mallory's going to be 18 years old next week, which is freaking me out. There's something weird about, I don't know, I've said this to my wife. She's heading off to college in the fall. And I don't know, with Quinn and with Carmen, you know, you're kind of like the first one goes, and that's like a monumental thing, right? Your first child going to college, and now he's out of college. And then, like with Carmen, it's like, well, of course she's going to go. She's the second one. You know, I don't know. And we had a weird thing with Carmen because she went to Italy her freshman year. So that's a whole nother crazy thing. Good to be Carmen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's so good to be Carmen. And Mallory going off to college just kind of has me freaked out.
I will be freaked out when Max, your youngest, goes to college.
The giant man?
That
lives in my house? That Max? Yeah.
Is he 7 foot yet?
It is unbelievable, Sam. The other day, we went to a doctor's appointment, and we're standing in the elevator. We get in the elevator, and I'm looking at this kid, and I'm going, oh, my gosh, he's taller than me. He's taller than me. And I'm looking at him, and lately he's been, and you know, this is like a thing. He's been really tired. You know, his school's been going, you know, it's the end of the school year. He's just got two more weeks. He's got to get through it, right? I'm just so tired. You know, he's been saying, and I'm going, I know why you're tired. You're growing. He's like in a growth spurt right before he turns 16.
Weird, because no one in your family's tall.
Not at all. Right? Like the friendly giants, as Carmen calls us. So anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, meal service. So we tried out this meal service. So during Lent, Mallory's like, I'm a pescatarian for Lent. Great. That's convenient, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we ordered all these meals from, we did two services?
We did two, yes.
Okay. So the first one is local,
mm-hmm,
that I had nothing to do with because I happened to be out of town that whole week. And Mary Beth loved it. And she would send me all these pictures. She's like, I like this. This is really good. Then the following week, we tried another service, which is national, and you did as well.
Right.
And you're a vegetarian and have mm-hmm been for many, many years, but your family's not.
Right.
You even did a chicken dish.
I mean, I made it.
Did you?
Oh, which really grossed me out, by the way.
Really?
It was like a full chicken.
Oh, my gosh.
And I had to
You sent the picture, I was like, I would eat that in a second.
David liked it.
Right. So, but the point is, what's amazing about these meal services is that the whole presentation of it all, like you get into what they want you to do. Here's the thing. We cook in our family. Okay, so that is not we make meals, we cook, we've got a pantry full of stuff. And, you know, if you came to my house right now and you were starving, I could whip you up a marinara from scratch, and I have everything in the house to do it. And you'd enjoy it. Some people don't cook. So this is super simple. If you can follow directions, and you need to be able to read, so this is the key element. If you can't read, don't listen. But if you can read, this is the stuff. We're going to review these couple of meal services, what we liked and didn't like about them, coming up at 8:35 this morning. So that'll be fun. It'll be a fun thing. And then we're actually the local guy. We're going to actually talk to the local guy who's the founder of the company out of Evanston. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. The Mr. Fix-It Show. This is Cliff in Gary. Hey, Cliff, how are you? You're on WGN.
Hey, Lou. Thank you for taking my call, sir. My issue is I have a house in a wooded area with a metal roof, and there are no gutters on the house. And what has happened over time is the water runs off of the roof, hits the ground, and splashes on the flagstones and leaves a nasty stain and whatnot. And I own a power washer, and before I power wash it, I was wondering if there's some kind of solvent or cleaner I can put on the flagstone before I try and get rid of it.
Yeah, I have a great product for you to do. There is, go to your Ace and buy a, how big of an area are we talking about here, Cliff?
It's got to be two and a half feet tall by, well, it's 20, 30 feet.
Okay. You're going to buy this product called Concrobium Mold Stain Eraser. I forgot my horn. Honk, honk. So you're going to buy this product, and you're going to take the, it looks like a giant vitamin pill bottle, and you're going to there, I have one recorded. You're going to mix that with a gallon of hot water. You're going to stir it, let it sit for 10 minutes. Then you're going to take a mop, and you're going to just mop it onto the flagstone. Okay? Like a, just any kind of mop.
All right.
In 2 hours, it's going to clean it just like that. You don't even have to pressure wash it.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, if you want to hit it with the pressure washer just to finish it off, you can. But if you do this, you're going to be amazed at what it's going to do. Now, on your metal roof, you know that they do make a diffuser that you can clip onto the end of the metal roof, right?
A diffuser that does what?
It takes the water that rolls off that metal roof, and it, instead of it being, you know how when a heavy rain comes, it's like sheets of water, which is why you're getting that staining?
Correct.
It looks like three little mini blinds made out of a stiffer aluminum that clips on there. When the water hits it, it diffuses the water, so it makes the pellets of water a little bit smaller so that it doesn't have the kind of force when it hits the ground.
What are those clips called?
Water diffusers, roof water diffusers for metal roof.
Diffusers.
If you Google it, you'll find it and clip that on there. The thing is, you got to, in the wintertime, it can hold a little ice, but it's not that big of a deal. But it works really, really well. Thanks so much for the phone call. 7:22 in the morning, you're listening to Lou Manfredini on the Mr. Fix It Show. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We'll be back right after this. Capiche?
Okay, great.
Say capiche, Pat.
Okay, thanks.
No, you're supposed to say capiche.
Capiche.
Atta girl. Thank you. I want to teach him a little Italian here. Is that so wrong?
How do you spell that?
C-A-P. No, it's not S-H. I'm going to have to, I don't know. Boy, no, thanks. Thanks. I had this wonderful little Italian moment, and you just blew it for me.
Sorry.
Right. The guys at the Italian Sports Hall of Fame were all standing at attention going, yeah. Hey, look at that. He speaks a little Italian. And that's it. Thanks a lot. You know, ever since he did that, we fired him. Welcome back. Lou Manfredini, the Mr. Fix-It Show, 7:27 in the morning, 312-981-7200. Here's Sandy in Richmond. Hi, Sandy.
Hello. How are you?
Sandy, you live in a town with my one of my all-time favorite restaurants.
Which is that? Paninos?
Well, I love Paninos, but Paisanos. Oh,
yeah.
It is probably, honest to God, it's probably the finest Northern Italian cuisine I've ever had in the United States.
Yeah.
How about that?
Very, very good. Yep.
Oh, amazing. Right there in Richmond. And let me tell you, that little downtown Richmond, it's happening. All of a sudden, it's exploding.
It is, and there's just a new restaurant that opened, and it's awesome. It's called the Brat House.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I haven't been in there. Is it like a beer? Do they have like all kinds of beers and stuff?
Yeah, they do, and their food is great.
Oh, I love it. How can I help you, Sandy? Now I'm hungry.
Okay, so I just moved into a house in Richmond, and the roof has the shingles are in good shape, but there's a lot of moss and mold on the shingles. How do I get rid of it?
Can you access the roof?
Parts of it, yes.
Okay. There's a product you may have heard me talk about a lot called Wet and Forget.
Yeah.
And it is designed specifically for what you want to do here. You're going to mix it with a bottle you're going to mix the bottle with water and put it on a pump sprayer. The thing is, you have to apply it to the roof. You have to get up on the roof somehow to do this. So you have to be very careful, whether it's with ladders or even if you hire a roofing contractor to come out and do it. But they'll spray this on there, and within about 30 days, this product will start using the rain and the wind to take that organic material and eat it up and clear it up, and the roof is going to look fantastic. It's really, really a terrific product. Wet and Forget. You can learn more at wetandforget.com. It's 7:29 in the morning. Quick break, and then we'll get to news.
Now back to the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring.
7:38 in the morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. The Mr. Fix-It Show.
I fell into a ring of fire.
I could just listen to this song all morning.
I fell into
they don't make them like this anymore.
I went down, down, down.
Coming up in a little bit, it's our Noodaloo 2, which is, do you always have a water bottle on you?
The ring of fire.
Do you always have your phone on you? Then you're going to want our Noodaloo 2. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. Hey, do I have any information about this Lake County Property Investors thing that I have? I do. I'm going to speak at an event. All right, I got my notes here. Oh, yeah. Monday evening, I'm going to be speaking at the Lake County Property Investors Association meeting at Primo's Restaurant in Gurnee. If you have rental properties, you're thinking about flipping a house, we're going to talk about ways to invest, smart money to spend, opportunities to get the most out of it. I've had the good fortune of owning rental property for a number of years, and I've made a gazillion mistakes, which is how this whole darn Mr. Fix-It Show came about, and I've paid for them. So I'm going to give you some advice on things not to do and things to do. If you'd like to come, there is there's a membership fee, but there's a fee. I think it's $10 or $15 if you'd like to attend and you live up north there. Let's see here. There's refreshments and prizes. So it's Monday, May 8th at 6 p.m. If you're a property investor looking to learn a little bit more, you can go to www.lcpia.org. That's lcpia.org. to find out more information. Again, the website is lcpia.org. 312-981-7200 is our phone number, the Mr. Fix-It Show. This is Jane in Rockford. Hi, Jane. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. You just talked to the gentleman about putting the stuff on the flagstone.
Yeah.
Could I put that on my patio? And if I put that on my patio and or sidewalk, would it kill the vegetation around it?
No. I mean, yes and no. So what you want to do with the Concorbia mold eraser is you want to pre-treat and apply it, pre-treat the vegetation, spray it down, okay? And
I don't want to kill the vegetation. What I want to do is
No. You're going to spray. No. You're going to spray it with water. You're going to get everything wet.
Okay.
So then, when you just to on the safe side, it's a safe product. I could mix this stuff and you could drink it and you wouldn't like it. They hate when I say that, but you wouldn't like it, but it wouldn't hurt you. Okay. It's made with food grade ingredients. So, and when you mop it on, here's the thing. This Concrobium mold eraser. This is my backup. My backup horn. I have my backup horn this morning. It's not a very good horn. Yeah, sorry. It's my backup. When you mix this stuff in a bucket of water, it starts to percolate. And and they say you can put it in a pump sprayer. I don't recommend that because it expands. There's like a chemical reaction that happens, and you have to have the right kind of pump sprayer, and most people don't. So my advice is you mix it in the bucket, you let it percolate for 10 minutes, follow the instructions, and then you take a mop and you mop it on. So with a mop, you have a little bit of control. You know, you're not flinging it all over the place. But if you wet down the vegetation first, you'll be absolutely fine. And you know what? You're going to be amazed. You're going to be like, holy cow, Lou Manfredini is telling me the truth. This stuff really works.
Cool. Okay, great. Okay, thank you.
Can
so
you
much.
Give me your reaction of how you would react when it works? Can you, you just did it, and now you look, and it looks fantastic, and you're going to say,
oh, wow.
All right. That's not bad.
That's good.
I mean, it's early. Okay. That's fine. I appreciate that. That's good. All right. We'll let you go at that. Okay. Oh, wow. That's great. 312-981-7200 is our phone number, the Mr. Fix-It Show. Oh, and coming up, as I mentioned later on, we're going to talk about home food delivery services and the experience that Lindsay and I had with those products and what they sent to our house. I will tell you that all of it was delicious. And I love doing it. It was really a lot of fun. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. This is Lillian in New Lenox. Hi, Lillian. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Fix-It. I'm hoping you can help me.
Okay.
We had a fire in our home. A lot of damage, but a lot of smoke damage.
Nobody was hurt?
No.
Okay,
no, thank God.
Yep.
We have... in our bathroom that was closest to the heat of the fire, a porcelain pedestal sink. It is stained with, like, I would say, smoke residue, for lack of a better word. I've tried Windex. I've tried cleaners. I've seen online to use ammonia, but it is, I don't have windows in this bathroom, mm-hmm. and that really scares me to try and clean that with some product that's pretty strong.
I have a brand new product that I want you to try that is sort of this, I don't know how I want to put this. It can do a lot of different things. It's actually a lubricant, but it actually can clean as well, and it can help dissolve soot.
All right.
It's called Superzilla.
Okay.
Superzilla.
Okay.
And your local Ace may carry it. It's a relatively new product in retail, but it's been online. And it's a bio-based product that is like the bee's knees when it comes to all the different things it can do.
Okay.
It's like, you know what it is? It's a jack of all trades when it comes to doing stuff around the house.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. So well, thank you.
Give that a shot. And I'm glad no one got hurt. That's the most important thing.
You're right.
Right?
You're right.
All right.
Thank you.
Hang in there. 746. Hello. Good morning. I think it's time for some more coffee, Lindsay. We're going to take a quick break and be back right after these. It's 7:49 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show. Our Noodaloo 2, we were at the Houseware Show, Lindsay and I.
Yes.
With our lovely, wonderful friend, Diana Smaljan, who's the queen of the Houseware Show when it comes to PR.
She's just the queen.
She's just the queen. We love her, right?
Yes.
She sends us all this great information and all these products we see, and she gets super excited about stuff, and she's like, oh my gosh, you got to look at this, look at this. And she hands us this thing, and we go, huh, wow, awesome. And then they sent us some sample, and we're like, oh, wow, awesome.
We can't wait to try it.
Wait. There's a problem. Take a listen.
Our new Tulu 2 this week allows you to stay connected while you stay hydrated. A clear solution.
pun intended. The Primula Stash In Triton Phone Storage Water Bottle holds your smartphone, your credit cards, and cash between two water compartments in an eye-catching design. The twist-off bottom incorporates a port for headphones so you can keep listening while your phone is stowed. The tough Triton plastic construction is 100% BPA-free and leak-proof, making this bottle a great option for your workout, for a weekend hike, or maybe a day at the beach. Both bottle and lid are dishwasher safe. The Primula Stash In water bottle is compatible with iPhone 5, iPhone 6, and iPhone 7. Protective phone cases must be removed, though, before using, as Lou and I first observed upon testing this out ourselves. But I will say, it is a clever design and a great place to stash that stuff you just don't know where to put when you don't have your wallet or your purse for whatever you might be doing. The Primula Stash In water bottle goes for about $19.99 and can be found on uncommongoods.com. I will put a picture and all of the information up on Lou's Facebook page, so just hop on over there and like him if you don't already. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
By the way, our friends at Dave Thompson's Organic Healthy Grow Fertilizers sponsored our New to Lou 2 this morning. They're the makers of
Coop Poop.
That's right, Coop Poop. Who doesn't love that? Why don't they have a t-shirt with Coop Poop?
I'm sure they will.
All right. They did send me a nice t-shirt.
Oh, but it doesn't say anything about
it.
The
says
poop.
It That's says weird. Healthy Grow Fertilizers, but on the back there should be a chicken that says Coop Poop.
I'm so glad you said chicken.
Why?
Well, and well, not something
coop.
Else.
Oh. All right, yeah, it's true. Okay. Imagine a water bottle like the So this is a running joke between Lindsay and I all the time. When we've gone to the house for a show, you know, it is And I will say this, you and I in the Chicagoland area have a nice reputation with a lot of the companies that come because they know that we promote this stuff. Mm-hmm. And so when they know we're there, and it's you and I, not just me, they're excited about, oh, Lindsay, you and Lou got to look at this, whatever. And for the past few years, we would be inundated by PR people going, oh, my gosh, you got to come look at these water bottles. They have new colors. And so that was what they were excited about. Like, it's a water bottle, but now it's available in rose gold, right?
Which I would totally buy, by the way.
Okay, so if it's a rose gold water bottle, you're buying it. So anyway, there's a lot of that, right? It's like, right. Oh, there's new colors. And when you're looking for innovative stuff that we want to share with you on the radio, it's like, okay, it's a water bottle, and it's now available in rose gold, which Lindsay would buy. Mm-hmm. So this water bottle, so picture your average water bottle. It doesn't have a straw, does it?
No.
But it has a flip top.
Right.
Okay. So imagine that water bottle with a flip top. It's round, right? It's long.
You know what it kind of looks like?
Tell
is the
me.
Bank. You know when you go to the bank to the drive?
It looks like, yeah. That's exactly what it looks like.
Yes.
The thing you put at the bank when you make a deposit,
and
it
you
sucks it up.
Well, that was pretty good sound. Twist off the bottom.
Right.
To put your cat or your ID and your card in there. But this, you twist off the bottom and you can put in your credit cards or your cash or your phone.
There's a slot in the center of the water bottle. You take the bottom off, you throw your phone in there, or your credit card, as you mentioned, a couple of bucks, you need some cash. You're going for a walk. You're going hiking.
You don't want to bring your purse or your wallet.
Yeah. I mean, I'm always amazed how many shorts don't have, even like exercise shorts,
right,
don't have pockets. I think it's for women. Do any of your shorts?
Yeah,
when you...
they have like a tiny little compartment, I think, for like a key. Is what
right,
you're
but no
to put in
pockets
there.
On right. the side because no. it's all about fashion,
yes.
right? I don't want
don't
the bulky.
We don't want the extra bulk.
I am
on the
working
hips.
To make these hips slim. I don't want anything to make me look puffy. So now this thing, it makes perfect sense. I'm going on a bike ride and whatever. I get it all in my water bottle. I've got a water bottle. I've got a phone. It's awesome. We're like so cool. And I take the bottom off while we're at the houseware show, and I take my phone, and it won't go in because. I have a case.
Yeah.
And then I said, I know only one person. We have a guest now in our studio who's visiting. She's the second person that I know. The only person I know prior to Alex, who's here in the studio, is your husband, David, yeah. who doesn't use a case on his
he
phone.
He refuses. And he goes through phones like water, by the way.
Because he breaks them.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't get me started on that. But But the woman that I was dealing with at the PR firm did. I explained this predicament that we ran into,
yeah.
And she said that her and her husband both have cases.
They
and
just
they
need to make the little slot.
Yeah.
A little bigger.
I will say I still do use this water bottle at the gym because we have a little key at the locker, you know, and I never know where to put it. So I just throw it in the water bottle. I throw my gym card in there and it's great.
Yeah.
It is great. But if that slot was a little thicker,
I mean,
could
we're talking
house
about an eighth of an inch.
A cased phone.
I don't
right
even know why that would matter. Just make it an eighth of an inch bigger. I mean, unless you have the giant LifeProof case, you know, that's really thick.
Yeah.
But I don't think most people do.
No.
And can I tell you something about the LifeProof case? That's like a marketing thing. Because I know people whose phones have gotten wet and broken in that case.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then you go, oh, we're going to make a claim, we're going to pay for it, and they never do. It's like a complete sham. There. Now the lawyers are calling.
Great.
Okay?
Anyway.
The information is up on our Facebook page.
Like
we'll put it up on WGNradio.com, and it should be good. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. Lou Manfredini here with you. Here's Nancy in Skokie. Nancy, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Lou. I have a question about air duct cleaning. One, I want to know, is it worth doing? And two, you see this huge difference in pricing that, you know, we get ads and someone just cleaned their furnace. They wanted to, you know, offer a deal. But, you know, you see things from $59 to $500, and then you hear different things about what's included. So I just wanted to know.
I'm gonna tell you the company to call, and whatever okay price they charge you, this is the right price.
Okay.
Dykstra Home Services.
Uh oh. Okay.
Okay. 800.
Wait. 800.
421.
Okay.
3220.
Okay, and something.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
The ductwork cleaning thing, a lot of it is fly by night, hocus pocus, dominocus stuff, okay? They're like, oh, yeah, we're going to put the vacuum cleaner in there. It's going to be great, lady. It's going to be fine. And they really don't do anything. You know what they do? They move the dust around.
Yeah.
So Dykstra comes in, they seal stuff off, they use whips to really loosen the stuff up. They do a nice job of making sure that it's done correctly. And you want people that have lots of experience that know what they're doing to do this work. Now, it's probably going to be, to do it right, about $300, depending on the size of your home.
$300, okay.
Right? You know, that's kind of the and it could be up or down, depending on the size of your system and whatnot. But
like, how do I know that when they, I'm asking for an estimate, that everything's included? Like, is there some, like a list of things that I should say, do you do this?
Right. Are you sealing off the vents? Are you using a whip, an air whip, to loosen up all the dust and debris? Will you be, you know, cleaning out the plenum of the furnace where the ductwork is as well? All that will be spelled out when you call these folks. And if you get other estimates, you want to make sure that they're doing like work for you.
Okay. Can you spell the first, their name?
Dykstra, D-Y.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me get it. Where am I? D-Y-K. Why can't I find the name on their spot here? Hold on. D-Y-K-S-T-R-A. 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 Huh. Got it? You got it?
I got it.
800-421 3220. It's 8:01 in the morning. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNradio.com.
Wake up and shake it off. You're listening to Lou right here on the Mr. Fix Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. Because the players gonna play, 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 and the haters gonna hate, 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 baby. I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake.
You can't see me right now, but I'm shaking. 8:12 in the morning. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Dykstra Home Services, ChevyDriveChicago.com, and Fox Home Center. My thanks to Fox Home Center. We were down there last Saturday for a live broadcast. It was so much fun. There was a ton of people there. Honest to goodness, they said the first 300 people came in and got goodie bags. They ran out of goodie bags. And the food was great, and the people down there are just terrific. So our thanks to the folks at Fox Home Center. Really a lot of fun if you're looking to do any kind of home improvements, new kitchens, you need tile, lighting, that kind of stuff. Go down and see them in Alsip at 11150 South Cicero in Alsip. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show, and this is Karen in Wilmette. Hi, Karen. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Oh, hi, Lou. I loved your proposal story. That was so fun.
Oh, my gosh. Get up. Get up.
All right. We have a limestone patio and walkway that was beautiful 6 years ago when it was new. And we have power washed it every spring. It has steadily gotten uglier and uglier. It's spotted. There are places where it's black. It's just, it looks awful. We were in Washington, D.C. a couple weeks ago, and I saw all those limestone buildings that are really, really old, and they look beautiful. Ours is just terrible.
You just need a bunch. What you need is a bunch of federal employees to come and maintain it on a regular basis. We'll call the president and see if they can send him down. How about, okay, so that black that you see, you know, the limestone is very porous, and I want you to use, I want you to buy a gallon jug of Wet and Forget.
And, guess what? We tried that.
And?
It didn't do anything.
Well, it takes 30 days.
Well, we did it like a year or two ago.
Okay. It didn't work.
No, it did not.
All right, then I have another one for you. Whoever, Lindsay, whoever is the person that sells advertising to Concrobium, tell them they owe us more money. I want you to buy a bottle of Concrobium mold eraser.
Okay, let me write this down.
Okay, now you're going to ask me to spell it. Hold on.
Come on, you know this.
I know, but I always get, you know... It's like, my father-in-law is a retired math teacher. Did you know that, Lindsay and Karen? Did you know that my father-in-law is a retired math teacher? And, you know, I just had a birthday. You know how old I am? How old am I, Lindsay?
How old?
Lindsay, how old am I?
53.
Yep. And you know what 53 is?
How?
No. Do you know what it is? Remember, he's a math teacher.
Is it a prime number?
It is a prime number. Thank you very much. When will my next birthday be when I have a prime number? This is what he's asking me on my birthday. Look, Lindsay's rolling her eyes. That's exactly what I did. This is all coming back to when you put me on the spot to spell Concrobium. It's why are you doing this to me? When is the next time my birthday, Karen, will I be a prime number on my birthday? Any idea? How many people?
Karen.
There are Karen.
It's C-O-N. C-R-O-B-I-U-M.
Guess what? That's how I spelled it, except I had a B.
And the answer is 59. Yep. Thank you very much, Karen. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Steve in Glendale Heights. Hey, Steve, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. How are you today?
I'm terrific.
I wish I was. I had a plumber come out. I heard rushing water the other day underneath my kitchen sink, which is above.
Wait a minute. Did you say Russian water or rushing?
Rushing.
Oh. You know, we're very sensitive about the Russians.
Spell that for me, please. but bottom line is I've got a leak underneath the slab of my kitchen. And I'm trying to get somebody out here to pinpoint where that leak is. I've had a plumber say, well, you got to find somebody who can find this thing for you. Any ideas?
Oh, boy.
That's what I said.
Where is that? You have a leak under the slab. Where's your main?
Main is down. It's a split level.
Okay, so you have access to the main.
Right, it's a lower level.
And
right?
If you shut that off, the water stops.
Correct, and that's what I'm doing here. So
okay, what a plumber's going to have to do is they're going to have to disconnect the main. They're going to have to put a fitting on there, and they're going to have to take a compressor, and they're going to pump air through the lines.
Okay.
So that they can go and then hear and locate where this leak is, and probably have to break up the floor to find it.
Yeah.
So what I want you to do, where are you? Glendale Heights. All right. Plumbers911.com.
Okay.
Okay. It is it is a group of union trained, superly trained union plumbers throughout the Chicagoland area. You go in, you tell them what your website or your website. You go to their website, you put your zip code in, and they'll give you access to a bunch of different plumbers to call who know exactly what they're doing. These are the highly trained guys. The other aspect, if you want to get another estimate, is PermaSeal also offers plumbing services at 800-421-SEAL. And so you can call them as well to get a thing. But they're going to have to put air in the line. They're going to have to do that so they can hear it, locate where the area is, and then they can break it up and fix it. You know, I mean, it's a little bit involved, but it can be done. It's not that big of a deal. Appreciate the phone call. It's 8:19 in the morning. This is the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. Don't go away.
Hi, Mike Emmerich from the NHL on NBC. Whether you're a visitor to Chicago like me or a lifelong resident, we all learn a lot about pavers and caulk and drywall and plumbing stuff to make our houses better. It's Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini, Saturdays on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
Here come the Hawks. The lighting. Now, well, I know the Hawks are out, but I still miss them. I was going to the Y the other morning early, and I had my Blackhawks, like a sweatshirt on. And as I was walking in, it's before 7 in the morning, this lady goes, "Don't you miss listening and watching the Hawks?" She said, "Listening and watching the Blackhawks." As I was walking in there, I go, "I do." She goes, "It was just a shame." And I go, "I know." And I'm thinking to myself, I'm having this conversation about Blackhawks with this woman at 6:50 in the morning as I'm trying to go work out. I had, like, morning hair. It's a problem with my hair.
I know.
Morning my hair is, hair. My hair, because of Dr. Yates, hair science, is windswept. That had never happened in my life.
Do you have, like, a swoosh?
It's like a swoosh that happens. If you'd like a swoosh. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Here is Bill in Niles. Hey, Bill, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. By the way, Lou, I see your commercials on TV,
yes,
and
sir?
Your hair really looks great. I wish I could convince myself to do it.
I'm telling you, it is. I was having a whole conversation yesterday with Nancy. What's yesterday? Yeah, who was cutting my hair because my friend Megan had her hip replaced, so she's recovering. And Nancy's just talking to me, and she can't believe it. You know, here's a woman is looking at the top of your head, and she can't believe it. It is really amazing.
Looks great.
Thank you very much.
Two questions, Lou, and hopefully you can give me some help here.
All right.
Condo building, we have a marble tile floor in our hallways in the main lobby. And it's about 15, 20 years old. And we had them resurface it a couple times last year. Within a short period of time, we could see scratch lines going up and down the tiles.
Mm-hmm.
And we're kind of trying to wonder, you know, is it time to replace the tile? Or is there some other polishing method and sealer they can put on to preserve the tile?
How big is this entry?
Well, there's two. There's a small outer lobby, which is maybe about 10 by 10. And the other one could be about 10 by 20 feet long.
Okay. There's products that you can put on, which is what probably these last people did, it's like a wax. It's like a sealer and a wax that will scratch. How many people in this condo?
50 units.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of feet going and dragging bags and this kind of stuff. Or you can have this professionally polished, where the polish is actually, you know, the shine comes from the stone itself, not a treatment on top. There's this company that's been around for a long time called Sungloss Marble. Okay. And I believe their website is sungloss.com. And they will actually come in with these machines and grind the floor.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And they're going to, because when you look at your granite top or your marble, whatever, that polish, the shine that you see is not any top coat. It's the fine, fine, fine polishing that occurs on the stone to give it that shine.
Now, I believe they did that last two times, and they actually did it twice last year because within a short period of time, we could see the scratches.
Really?
They spent literally the better part of a day both times working on the floor.
With some kind of grinder?
Yeah, it looked like a big, heavy machine.
Right, right.
And I wasn't watching them, but
got it.
I know they've done it twice now.
Okay, well, I mean, here's the thing. Marble is a soft stone. And so the durability of it, you know, long term, I mean, if it's been there a really long time, once they grind and grind and grind, and if they've done it a couple times, it may be done. Now, do you have any idea what you spent on that when you had it redone? Were you part of that decision?
No, I was not.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know if you hired Sungloss to do this, but I mean, you know, you could try them to see if you get any better results, or, you know, if you consider replacing that with something else, you know, I mean, you could go with, you could go really a durable route by going with an epoxy terrazzo that goes down. Similar to, if you ever go to O'Hare Airport, you know, most of those floors are terrazzo. And those can continue to be polished. They're super durable. They're an epoxy based. So it costs a lot of money to put it down, but it is quite possibly the closest you'll get to a forever floor that can just be maintained over time. You know, you buff it, you clean it. Maybe there's a resurfacing that has to happen every 10 years or so. And, you know, to think you'd get 20 years out of it in a situation like you have would be an easy thing to say.
Yeah, I will recommend it to the board and see what they think. You know, at least we've got an idea.
Right, exactly.
Hopefully with what to do.
Right.
One other question I have.
Sure.
Different subject. Wrought iron fencing. Yeah, there's a crack in it and it's kind of separated. Is there a company that you could recommend that would come out without having to remove the wrought iron fencing, but to like weld it together?
Oh, well, there's a bunch of, you're in Niles?
Yes.
I mean, there's a bunch of companies that would do something like that. There's in Highland Park, there's a company called Mutual Steel that I actually used to work for when I was a teenager. And they have welding services, and, you know, they charge you a trip charge and everything like that, but they'll show up remotely with this stuff, and you could probably contact them. They're part of Mutual Ace Hardware, but if you called there, there's a steel division in the back, and they could probably help you out. Appreciate the phone call. 8:29 in the morning. We'll be back right after this.
Everybody get up.
Wake up. Time to tune in to that lovable Lou on the Mr. Fix-It Show. Right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Before we get back to your phone calls at 312-981-7200, I'm going to talk a little bit about something that Lindsay and I had an opportunity to try out. And it's, I got to be honest with you, I was unaware of this whole thing. These services that exist, these meal services. And Lindsay approached me about, I don't know if you got approached by somebody. How did this all come about? Or did you just kind of come up with the idea?
I've been wanting to try them out myself.
You had never done it before?
I had never done it before. And I think we were talking about doing like a food thing, a food segment here.
Oh, right,
or like
right,
an
right.
Interview
you're right.
Or something.
Right, because it's all about the home, right? The Mr. Fix-It Show. And you're in the kitchen, whatever. We got a lot. You know, we're talking, right?
So we, I kind of said, well, wait a minute. There's all these food delivery service. I mean, and I had no idea how many there were. There are so many now.
Right.
I mean, it's like the new thing. So we went. One of the bigger first ones, I believe, is one called Blue Apron,
right?
Which I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with that one. Since then, there have been a ton that have come into existence. Another one, we wanted to do a local angle too, which is the one featured called Me's Meals, which we ended up doing both of these boxes. I since have actually done another one that wasn't sent to us for promotional reasons. Green
okay.
Chef. I have one next week coming from Purple Carrot. I'm like on this wagon.
Wow.
I know.
Okay, so let's describe kind of overall the whole idea of what these meal services are.
So basically what you do is you can go onto this website, sign up for a subscription, which you can You can skip weeks at a time. You can skip or you can cancel at any time. There's no, what's the word I'm looking for? Commitment.
No, it's not like joining a gym.
Right. And then they'll, and you can kind of, all of them differ, but you can kind of decide
so
what
in other
meals
words,
you
are
want.
There, so are there different levels of subscription, or is it you pay us $200 a month or whatever it is?
They all differ. Some from mostly what it is you can pick whether you want food for two people or a family of, say, four.
Okay.
And then they'll give you like a meal selection every week. A lot of them will, you know, adjust to your needs if you're a vegetarian, mm-hmm. if you're a vegan, if mm-hmm. you're, you know, gluten intolerant.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll send you these boxes every week at the same day, whatever you choose, refrigerated or, you know,
right.
ice packed.
Right. So
and then you make them. So it's not an actual, they're not all made for you. They're all measured out with all the ingredients and you don't have to grocery shop for anything and you just follow the directions that they send you.
They're real recipes. In other words, I know that some of these services were, there used to be like, I'm trying to think of the name of this, it was like a place you would go and make all these meals and then you'd put them in a Ziploc bag.
Dream Dinners is one.
Right. But it was always like everything was in a sauce.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it was, and you put it in a Ziploc bag and then you'd put the bag in water and boil it or the oven, whatever. And, you know, the food was good, but it was kind of the same type of food. This, when it came, how do we want to do this? Do we want to talk about Blue Apron?
Yeah.
Okay. So Blue Apron quite possibly is the biggest meal service out there. BlueApron.com is their website. And they have, they send you a FedEx box of whatever the meal is. So I think that when Mary Beth placed the orders, I think they sent us two separate meals to try.
You got two because since you did a family of four, they only send you two meals. But since we did a family of two, we got three meals for the week.
Okay. And so we, let's see, you got the brick style chicken,
right.
Which is kind of funny. And then they send you all the ingredients.
Right.
I mean all the ingredients. Like they'll say, you need a tablespoon of olive oil.
Well, they don't send you the olive oil.
They don't?
No. Most places, that's the only thing that they will not send you. But they will send you like, ooh,
you need two tablespoons of mayonnaise.
They'll send it to you in like a little container that you just dump right into wherever you're supposed to dump it.
Right. So this is where I am a typical guy, okay?
Oh, yeah.
So the stuff came, and Mary Beth, the first meal service, we're going to talk to the founder of the other company that we talked about in a few minutes, actually. We're going to talk to Scott Zuckerman, who's the CEO of an Evanston-based company called Me's Meals. That was the first set of meals that came. I was out of town that whole week. And Mary Beth loves the Me's Meals. Like, between the two, this is my wife's opinion, I had nothing to do with the Me's Meals because I was out of town. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, I really like this. Everything comes individually wrapped. It was like in a,
like
a little cooler,
mm-hmm.
but it's a reusable thing,
mm-hmm.
which I assume when they come and deliver it, they'll take that back and reuse it.
I would think so.
It's a nice cooler.
Yes.
It's like when Oberweis delivers the ice cream. You don't get Oberweis, do you?
No, but you talk about it all the time.
Oh my God, we spent a fortune on Oberweis.
I was going to say, how much is it?
It is what?
Getting ice cream delivered from Oberweis. I mean,
it comes with the milk. It comes with the milk.
Oh, well, still, a pint of milk there is like $20.
But it's delicious.
Mm.
Is it organic?
Yeah, for $20. Call it whatever you want.
The amount of milk. I just recently asked my wife how much we spend on Oberweis, and then I said, don't ever tell me that again. But the milk is delicious. I'm telling you, the skim milk from Oberweis is like whole milk from anybody else. Anyway, so they give you this cooler. So my wife loved the Me's Meals, and then I came back in town the following week, and she said, we're going to do the Blue Apron thing came. I'm like, awesome. All right. She goes, everything's in the fridge for you to make dinner tonight. And that particular night, it was cod cakes is what we were making. Cod cakes from Blue Apron. And so there's the cod cakes and the cod, and it's in a wrap thing and the, you know, this and that. So I open up the recipe, which I will tell you, the Blue Apron recipe, this nice recipe card which you could totally keep.
Right.
Okay, I really liked it, and the instructions were really good. So it's like, okay, you need a little bit of apple cider vinegar. All right, fine. I go into our pantry, and we would normally have apple cider vinegar in our pantry, and we didn't have it. I'm like, huh, it's funny that we don't have apple cider vinegar. Went downstairs, and my wife was not home for me to say, honey, do we have the apple cider vinegar? I was completely on my own. So I substituted with red wine vinegar, and I thought to myself, now that's funny, you know. I mean, we have a pantry or a cabinet full of this stuff. If you're someone that's not
right,
that doesn't cook on a regular basis, you probably wouldn't have apple cider vinegar in your. This is a flaw in the system. And I think I even texted you at
did.
That point in the middle. I go, I don't like this Blue Apron. They don't give you any of the stuff. So then it was like, and you need a tablespoon of butter or whatever, or mayonnaise. Well, I have all that stuff. I'm like, oh, mayonnaise. You need a thing of salt. I'm like, yeah, sure. I'm not even thinking twice about the fact that we have all of this to make the cod cakes. First of all, the cod cakes were delicious. And it was like I made my own coleslaw with cabbage. And I did the presentation. I even took a picture of it. Just like the thing that said it. And it was delicious. Then Mary Beth comes home and I give the whole story about, I can't believe there's no da-da-da-da-da. She goes, it's all in the fridge.
The knickknacks.
The knickknacks. I go, what? Well, when she unpacked it, they literally give you a little bitty bottle, like a teeny, it looks like a bottle you would give to a doll.
Like a medicine ball, a bottle.
Full
like a
of
tiny little,
like, apple cider vinegar.
Right.
And they had a little thing with the mayonnaise that I needed. And even the pinch of salt, or maybe not the salt, but all the knickknacks was right there. Dork.
Dork.
Complete dork.
I'm not going to disagree.
I know.
But well, how would you know?
Well, I didn't unpack. I would have known had I unpacked it. So anyway, here's my question, because this is the part I don't know. How much is it?
The meals begin, I believe that the two person starts at $59.99, and the family of four is $67.99 per week.
For two
so
meals.
So each meal is between $8 and $11 per person, if you divide it all out. Which,
my wife has texted me. She said, I loved both services. Delicious all around. I really loved Mee's Meals. She said it was really well packed and organized.
Okay, I'm going to have to agree with her. I really loved both of them, too.
You're just agreeing with her because you're going to see her later on today and you don't want to be in a fight with her.
The thing I didn't like about, okay, and but it's different for everybody. And Blue Apron has been known, I've done some research too, has been known to have a few more extra steps than some of the other services. So, like, I have kids running around. I don't have time to peel the lemon rind.
Great. Right.
When I see that, I'm like, oh, my God. Now, I did it, and it was so good. Whatever I made
it was
like
delicious.
Seared salmon and seasoned lebka. Do you know what lebna is?
Nope.
Me neither, but it was lebna good. It was so good, but it took
a longer
time.
The guy we interviewed last week from Trex, his first name is Neb. You think he knows anything about it?
Neb Lebna?
Yeah, no.
No.
It was good. I mean, the food was good. And I, you know, it's interesting because you and I talked about this. I mean, we enjoy in our family, we enjoy cooking and we do it a lot. And so
I felt like Wolfgang Puck.
Right. What I really like about this is it's the recipes are unique and they're different. So you said, would love though, whatever that is.
Than something you would normally try.
Right. It's exactly. Because what a lot of us do is like, oh, I'll grill some chicken or I'll do. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that, but. And I guess at $65 a week for two meals.
Yes.
To
feed a family of four, yes.
So $32. I mean, you couldn't go to dinner for a family of four for that. I mean, if you went to like a really, I mean, I guess, you know, I'm trying to think of like a garden variety chain restaurant that you would go to. Could you take a family? I mean, certainly, I mean, you have little ones. You probably could do $32 some, like you could go to Denny's or IHOP.
Olive Garden.
Right, yeah. But then when you put a tip on there,
it's definitely less expensive than going out to eat. It's probably more expensive than buying your grilled chicken or your chicken to grill on the.
But it's way more interesting.
It's very. It is. I.
And I think it'll ultimately make you a better cook. I think that what will happen is that if you do it enough, you'll be like, oh, I just do something on my own. Really? I mean, in a way, they're going to put themselves out of business because you're going to like create these Wolfgang Pucks.
Like your wife actually sent out the roasted cauliflower pita that you guys made. She sent out the recipe to everybody.
It was so good.
She like took a picture and sent it out and she said, I just want you to know that you should try this. Good.
One little thing.
Yeah.
They forgot to send the cauliflower.
I know. You need it. Ooh, but then to make up for it, they did send the wine.
It was a mistake. They were like mortified. Oh my gosh. I mean, people make mistakes. But
you can get wine to pair with your meals, which is awesome. These cute little bottles. It's not a full bottle, but it's like just enough for two people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or although one. I like a full bottle.
Okay. It's 8:51 in the morning. I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have a quick conversation with the founder of Me's Meals, which is an Evanston-based company that we also had an opportunity to try. Don't go away.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini on the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Now when you're feeling low and the fish won't bite.
That's me on the organ. 8:55 in the morning. Joining me on the phone line right now is Scott Zuckerman. He's the CEO of the Evanston-based Me's Meals. That's M-E-E-Z Meals, which is one of the meal services and the first one that we tried at our house. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Are you making something right now that you're putting in a reusable cooler that you're going to deliver to someone's house?
Actually, I am close to doing that. We're doing a charity event with the American Heart Association today at Morton Arboretum.
So that's awesome.
We're going to cook some food for some of the large donors that help out the American Heart Association.
Good for you. That's great. Give me a little background on your company, when you started, why you started, and what you hope to do with it all.
So the company was started about 6 years ago by a woman named Jen Moore, who was a working mom, realized, really before there was a meal kit category that even exists, that she would love to just do the fun part of the cooking and come home and have, the French term is mise en place, which is everything in its place, laid out to go.
Okay, keep going.
And that's how the name Mise came. And so she started the company and started with some interns from Kendall College and grew, and we've been in our kitchen in Evanston for over 3 years now.
Oh, yeah. Well, Kendall College has that wonderful culinary school, right?
Yes.
Okay, so this whole category of the idea that, my wife and I talk a lot about this, is that I'm always amazed at the amount of in particular, younger people, but then as they age, too, the amount of people that don't make meals or cook. You know, there's a lot of going out, which, of course, that's great if you own a restaurant. But, you know, from a standpoint of health and benefits and, you know, to us, you know, getting people around your own table in your home, the value of that is really, to me, priceless. The concept is you've come up with these recipes. You also provide the nutritional information about what's going on. Is it obviously affordable, which we've kind of talked about that it is, but the variety is really what I think is spectacular.
Yeah, you know, we really try and give people each week ethnic variety and things that have carbs or no carbs or, you know, depending on what your dietary needs are. But really, you know, it's this conundrum that whoever's planning meals for a household faces, which is I can do something quick like takeout or drive through or a pizza, or I can do something healthy like cook a meal. But the problem is, normally cooking a meal entails going to the grocery store and having to think about what you're going to make and all that stuff. And you actually have to be a good cook on top of it.
Right.
So that's kind of where we come in is, you know, we're taking it all the way to Bright by, actually doing the chopping for you and everything and all the prep. So instead of getting, you know, an onion, you're getting all the onion diced and measured out and everything. So it eliminates a lot of the time, even from other meal kit players, but certainly, you know, helps you compared to having to cook a meal completely from scratch.
And Lindsay mentioned that before you came on the air, that the whole idea with the Me's Meals, where it was already prepped and ready, you almost, with the Me's Meals, you were assembling the recipe,
yeah.
Right?
Right.
And
And I loved how Mies was all in one. Like, okay, so the one meal that we had was the butternut squash tacos with chimichurri sauce. And everything for that recipe was in one bag and taped up really nicely so that when we said, hey, this is what we're going to have for dinner tonight, I just pulled that out, whereas the other one, it was, you had to like search for everything because everything.
Right,
was just
that's something that Mary Beth
box.
Mentioned about the Mies meals, the way you guys package it all. I mean, I want you, Scott, to pay very close attention because Lindsay, that's your target audience right there. That's the woman that you want.
I've already promoted it to all my mom friends. I swear, I really, really loved this system, and I love that it's local.
Right. Where do you guys operate out of Evanston? Do you have like some kind of commercial kitchen that you put all this stuff together, or what? How does it work?
Yeah, we have a kitchen. You know, it's not huge, but it's about 3,000 square feet in a building.
Oh, it's like our kitchen at home.
Yeah, exactly. just near downtown, and you know, we do everything over the weekend because we finalize the orders for everybody on Friday, so you can kind of plan your week all the way up to the end about the following week what you're going to eat, and then where you work all weekend putting these meals together and deliver them on Monday.
And you guys do the delivery, right? It's not, I mean, with some of these other larger ones, they're FedExing and UPSing, but you guys are actually doing the delivery?
Yeah, we're working with a local delivery company to do the delivery, but it does go right from our kitchen to the consumer's home. And then, you guys, I think earlier we're talking about the reusable cooler bags. We swap out the cooler bag from the previous week or whenever they've ordered last and leave their new meals there.
So people go on your website, they can plan their menus, you make it all nice and fresh, you package it all up, they deliver on Monday, so now you've got meals for, I mean, if somebody wanted to, they could get meals every day, right? They could say, I want you to provide me with 5 days a week of meals.
Yeah, that's another thing. Mies is a little bit different. We don't have any meal plans or subscriptions at all. So you go to the website and you can choose one meal or five or for two servings or four servings or even three servings, which a lot of people don't have. You're trying to really maximize the flexibility for a family because each week is different. You know, you have a soccer tournament 1 week, you've got people traveling another.
Right.
So, you know, it's tough to really be locked into a particular, hey, every week we're going to need two meals for three people.
Right. Give me the website so people, if they want more information or if there's a phone number, we can send them to your way.
MiesMeals.com, MiesMeals.com.
Nice job. Scott Zuckerman, he's the CEO of Evanston Bates Mies Meals, doing a charity event out at Morton Arboretum today. I hear that the tree bark with the chocolate sauce is delicious. Don't do that. They'll kick you out of that place. Thanks so much. Congratulations and continued success.
Thank you for having me.
You got it. It was good. It was good. We like the Mies Meals. We like this whole meal delivery service. So it's, you know, it's nice. You should try it. I think everybody should just give it a shot, right? And see what you think.
Well, and a lot of these places to have the promos to try it for, like, hey, I'll give you some of it's like a free box.
Oh, it's
for
like getting your free Uber.
Or somebody, you know, 25 off your first box. So definitely give it a shot.
I like it.
You're listening to
Lou Manfredini.
I'm Lou.
Don't we like to sing that song or no?
Lou Manfredini.
Lou Manfredini.
Okay.
And the Mr. Fix-It Show.
This is a little brass stripping brush.
Okay.
If you need a little bit more aggressive.
I like the copper choir boy.
Chore boy.
So, whatever.
Here he is now on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied.
This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show, sponsored by Ace Hardware and by wetandforget.com, 9:12 in the morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. That's also our text line. We'll do our Just Text Me segment coming up after 9:30 this morning. So if you want to text us in, we'll answer those questions as well. Here's Holly in Crete. Hi, Holly.
Good morning.
Boy, that's not a name you hear a lot anymore. That's a beautiful name, Holly.
Thank you. There's very few of us. I think we're very special.
What's your middle name?
Ann.
Holly Ann. Oh, that's beautiful.
And when I get in trouble, it would be Holly Ann.
Holly Ann, you get over here right now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've had those days. Yeah. How can I help you, Holly Ann?
Well, down in my basement, I found water running out of the wall.
Hmm.
And
let me guess, you don't want that.
No.
Okay.
No. On the other side of the wall is a crawl space. Now, where it was coming out was about 8 inches off the floor.
Okay.
Behind the wall is a crawl space, and it is where the plumbing from the first floor meets up to the soil drain.
Okay.
And so I can see the top of the drain, and it's not coming out there. And then there's about 4 feet down of whatever they've packed around it, rock, sand, clay, dirt.
Mm-hmm.
The house is 140 years old.
Holy there smokes.
There could be a body in there. I don't know.
Jimmy Hoffa. We found him. He's in Crete.
Could very well be.
Okay, wait. Now, you said there's water coming out right now?
Well, when water runs, so whether it's running the shower.
Oh, okay.
Or running the dishwasher in the kitchen or the bathroom upstairs or downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So then if it's drain water, not water, in other words, let's see, in that basement, do you have a faucet or do you have like a sink or anything down there?
Yes, but it does not happen when that one is on because that one, the pipe goes straight to the sump pump.
Got it. Right. Okay. It's got to be some kind of drain issue where you're seeing that sewer line and you probably need a plumber to come out and either use a camera system to see where the crack is or dig out that crawl to expose it. Now you're down in Crete.
Okay.
You're in Crete. Crete Moni area, right?
Go Warriors.
Yep. Go so you can either call the folks at Plumbers 911 or I dropped my horn. And or PermaSeal. They have plumbing services at 800-421-SEAL.
Okay.
And PermaSeal I mean, both of them can do a camera system to find out, but if you're seeing it only when water runs, I mean, the other way to test this to make sure it's the drain and not a water line is take a. Do you have a 5-gallon bucket at home?
Sure.
Okay. Go to the bathtub and turn the water on, but fill the bucket. And so to make sure that it's not, it's not. It's definitely a drain. You don't even have to do that test. It's the drain. Some part of that sewer line is separated, and they need to put a camera down there and find out what's going on. So that's what I would do to start it. It's not the water. Don't even do that test. Here's Tom in Glenview. Tom, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a question regarding the merits of using copper sulfate crystals.
Oh, hold on a second, Tom. You're breaking up. Let me put you on hold. 3, 2, 1. Go ahead, Tom. Try again.
Hi. Hello. I have a question regarding the merits of using copper sulfide crystals to get rid of tree roots and sewer lines.
Have you ever been to Arizona?
No, I have not.
No. I have a fantastic oceanfront piece of property right in Arizona that I'd like to show you. You can see the sunset right there, right in the ocean.
So you're telling me I'm flushing my money down the toilet?
No, here's the thing with copper sulfate. It will help with small roots, but if there's a major root problem, all it's going to do is keep the shoots from not growing on that big root.
Okay.
So what I would do is, do you know you have root invasion in that pipe?
Last year we had an incident where we had sewage coming up through the shower and the tub, and we did have plumbers come out, and they did camera it out, and they did see tree roots, and then they rotted it out to the street.
Right.
And then they were talking about putting a port like in the front lawn for $5,500 to make easy access to have it routed out regularly.
Well, right. But see, at that point, if we're going to dig up the front yard and do all that, then let's just replace the sewer line.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. Tom, what's your plan with this house?
I want to be carried out feet first a very long time from now.
All right. God bless you. I hope that you make your goal. Invest in a new sewer line.
Okay.
Have it televised. Call the guys at PermaSeal. They do this work. Okay? They can televise it all. They can locate exactly where this break is or assess whether you need a whole new sewer line. If it's a very long time from now, the whole idea is now, if you have the funds available to make your life easier down the line, do it.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to sell that house or when they roll you out feet first and somebody else has to sell that house, I mean, you could either have the I don't care or they can, you know, they don't have to worry about, well, you know, you got any new sewer, it's 20 grand, I'm going to give you less for the house, whatever it is. But
okay,
you want to minimize your problems. And does the copper sulfate help? Yeah, but it's not a magic wand. If it's big roots that they're digging out and picking big chunks out of there, it's just going to keep growing.
Okay, in the meantime, would you just recommend having it rotted out regularly?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, it's the type of thing that, you know, they can do, and, you know, for a couple hundred bucks or whatever it is they charge you to do it. I would not put a clean out or an easy access in the lawn. I wouldn't spend the money on that. I would save the money to do the whole thing. Right, right. Because that you're just throwing good money after bad because you got a busted system that needs to be replaced. Appreciate the phone call. It's 9:18 in the morning. Quick break and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. I love this show.
Hey, baby, I ain't asking what you...
Thanks, Big O.
No.
9:22 in the morning on WGN. Oh, I was supposed to come back with that song. Do you have that? Did you find that song? Sorry. Sam was like, I love my grand... Sam said, my grandmother... Oh, I was? Well, I'm coming back. Sam's like, my grandmother used to say that oceanfront property line all the time. And I said, you know, it's a country song. And he said he didn't know, and here it is.
And then you sang it for me.
And then I sang it for
you.
Over
the intercom.
But here is the song.
Got some oceanfront property.
Is it George Strait?
In Arizona. From my front porch you can see the sea. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. If you'll buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free.
If you'll buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in for free. That is a great line.
I liked your version
they
a lot better.
They do not make country songs like that anymore. Now it's all about some girl in a tight jeans up on the back of a pickup
truck.
Yeah. I kind of like that. 9:24 in the morning, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. You know, I love, there's nothing better than a girl driving a pickup truck. That is something right there. Right, Carl?
You betcha, Lou.
Attaboy. How can I help you, sir?
Well, I have two questions, actually. The first one is about dry core subfloors for my basement.
Okay.
We got somewhat of a moisture issue and the coolness. And then the other question is,
hold it, stop. I'm gonna stop you there. What does it mean I have a little bit of a moisture issue?
Well, just it feels more damp. I don't have any actual moisture that is visible at all.
If you take okay, so here's what I want you to do before you do anything. I want you to take a piece of saran wrap. Okay. And I want you to lay it on the concrete floor and take some masking tape and tape it down to the floor.
Okay.
And then tomorrow come downstairs at the same time when you're listening to Dean Richards on Sunday morning. And if you see beads of water on the back of that saran wrap, you got moisture coming up through that concrete.
Okay.
Now, if that's the case, and this is, how long have you lived in this house?
It's going to be 30 years.
Okay. So if that's, like, you don't get water in the basement.
No, we've got a backup sump pump and everything, so.
So, in other words, it's pouring rain. Like, we had that rain, you know, a few days ago. Not a drop. Okay. So, if that's the case, before we do anything with the dry core, you're going to buy a gallon of bone dry concrete sealer.
Okay.
Okay? And you're going to, where are you? Winfield. You're going to buy it at, you're going to probably have to get it online, or you can find a dealer, okay? And you're going to apply it to the concrete, and it is going to seal that concrete, and no moisture is going to come up through that concrete again.
Okay.
Then you can put the dry core subfloor, which for those listening is a piece of plywood with like little metal feet on the bottom that elevates the wood from the floor to compensate for a little bit of moisture, and it also helps to warm up that floor a little bit because there's an air gap.
Right.
Second question.
The cracks. I have cracks in the the foundation floor, but I've had absolutely not a drop of water come up through them. One of the cracks, comes from an ejector pit that we put in.
How big is the crack?
It's the worst part of it is about a quarter to maybe a half, but it doesn't go straight down like that. It's just at the surface area.
Fill the crack with hydraulic cement and a trowel to get it, force it down in there to seal it, make it nice and smooth, bone dry over the top of that bad boy, and finish away.
Super.
Right.
Oh, would you have any where I could find a dry core installer?
Ooh. That's a tough one. I mean, I think that what I would do is go to the NARI website, NARI.org, which is National Association of the Remodeling Industry. Go for a carpentry contractor out there. Hey, what's the name of our buddy that fills in for us that's out there in Hinsdale? That's out by Winfield. Jim Tate. Tate Enterprises. I bet they'll do it for you. Tate Enterprises. I think they're out in Hinsdale. But they're part of NARI as well. If you go there, you'll find them. Thanks for the phone call. Quick break.
And we call it a phone, but we don't really use it much as a phone, do we? No, we don't.
Time for Just Text Me.
We don't have to talk. Oh, my God, I got to talk. Talking is work. You got to make facial expressions. You got to suck air in. You got to blow it out.
Our Just Text Me segment. Send us some text messages. Can't get through on the phone lines. We'll answer them. And then I found out recently that Lindsay actually does text you back, which is really nice. Yeah.
How do you know that?
Because I hear you typing.
Oh, no.
I don't hear you typing?
I mean, I sometimes text people back.
Oh,
but
they don't normally do that.
No.
Well, it was a good story.
I don't want people to start thinking that I'm going to respond to everything.
Right,
but
exactly.
Sometimes, if I can answer them myself, I will answer.
You
text
do.
Back.
How many times have you answered the Howard's Restore Finish question?
A lot.
Yeah.
The products I'm pretty good with, but it's when they get into the in detail questions. Like,
good segue.
I have a musty smell coming from my sink and dishwasher drain. How do I get rid of it?
Sink and dishwasher drain.
Pine Sol.
And?
A long scrubbing brush.
Tube brush.
Yep. And you just pour a little bit down there. You run the hot water and you stick that.
Well, no, you don't do the hot water yet.
I'll let you take over for me.
Yeah. Actually, ironically, the hot water is not a bad tip. If you run some hot water to warm up the pipe. Then you're going to buy a tube brush that you can get at the hardware store. Rubbermaid makes one. And you're going to pour a little Pine Sol down the drain and you're going to put this tube brush down and you're going to scrub the side walls of the drain to the trap. So you got to reach all the way down to the trap. If you don't, that's where the odor comes from. Now in the dishwasher, that's a separate issue that could be something in the trap in the dishwasher. So what I want you to do there is a company called Glisten that makes a product called Dishwasher Magic. Run the hot water always before you run the dishwasher. Do you do that now?
I do.
You do?
I do. And I think it does help.
It does help. It does not think. It does. Sam, do you have a dishwasher where you live?
Yes.
And do you run the hot water before you use the dishwasher?
Not every time. Every fifth time.
At least you're honest. You should do it every time and then your dishes will be cleaner. Because remember, the dishwasher has to heat the water before it washes it. So you'll actually shorten the cycle time. And the dishes will be cleaner because the water will be hotter.
So you cycle the warm water before and then
in
you
the
run
sink.
It again. Oh,
no.
The sink. Okay.
Just because that's where it's pulling the water from.
Gotcha.
So you run the hot water. As soon as it comes out hot, turn the dishwasher on. Bang.
Bang.
So what was I talking about? Oh.
Dishwashers.
Glisten's Dishwasher Magic. Get the water really hot. Take this bottle with nothing in it. Put it on pots and pans if it has that setting. And run it, and it's got a little wax plug in there, and it will release it slowly and clean the dishwasher and should take care of the odor as well.
Phew. Those are stinky. I have an antique cement bird bath that has cracks and leaks because of them. What can I do to stop the leaks without harming the birds?
I don't know how big the cracks are, but you could use a silica-based sealer, like, they're not going to want to spend all the money on bone dry for a bird bath.
No.
Because it's only a gallon. It's $70 for a gallon. They don't sell it in quarts, which you wouldn't want in a quart. So you could fill the, I mean, I don't know how, you're not going to harm the birds, okay? They remember, they drink out of puddles. So it's not like, you know, unless you're going to put arsenic in it, you're fine. So for the cracks, you can use a little crack filler, like there's caulking that you can use, acrylic caulk that you can put in there that's the color of concrete and make it nice and smooth. And then if you wanted to just use some clear type of sealer or a paint even, like an epoxy paint in the color of, you know, if it's white or whatever, that'll help seal it as well, and the birds will be fine, I promise you.
Okay. Thanks.
You're taking on the role as the person texting. Thanks. You're like, oh, thanks.
THX. Exclamation point. Is Viper a good product to get rid of bees? I might see it just flipped up. Hold on. Get rid of wasps.
Viper.
I don't know.
I don't know what that is. Is it a type of spray? I will tell you that if you have like a hornet's nest or whatnot, the most effective way to treat them is with a foaming hornet spray. Because as it goes into, you know, a crevice or where the nest may be, it expands and then it has residual value over regular sprays. Mm. And the trick with any kind of when you're spraying for a hornet's nest, which, you know, those are dangerous. People can get bit, are allergic to it. You want to spray it. You want to spray for at least 3 to 5 seconds. So you got to count and then you run
like mad,
like crazy. And then you need to do it. You need to go back and do it the next day. So because they will come back. Ugh. So then it should eliminate it.
All right. And last, hi, Lou. We had our chimney rebuilt last fall and they put a chimney cap on top. It's close to our bedroom. And now every time it rains, we hear it loudly on the chimney cap. Mm. Is this normal?
Yeah, because it's metal. One of the things that you could do with that is you need some kind of little insulator on the cap. So, you know, one thing is there is a product. Well, let me think about this, how we could do this. If you could have them come back with a little fibrated roof tar, they could paint that on the top of the lid to create a little density. It'll be black. You won't even know what it is. When it rains, you won't hear the tink, 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 tink. You'll still hear the patter, but it won't be as noticeable. You just need a little bit of an insulator on top of that, and some fibrated roof tar should do the trick. That's our Just Text Me segment this morning. 312-981-7200 is also our phone number, the number that Fran in Joliet called. Hi, Fran, you're on WGN.
Yeah. Hi, Lou. Oh, so nice to talk to you. You've given me some common sense good advice for a long time.
Thank you. How can I help you?
Well, I have two sump pumps in the hole, and they're kept up very well, and I checked them, and there's two-inch outtakes of these for these pumps with the check valves on them. And, you know, they work fine, except that there's so much iron in my water that it actually clogs up the PVC pipe to the point of only having like a half-inch, a quarter-inch outtake, which, of course, burns the pump up. And also, I can change a pump up. I'm only 66. I change my pumps constantly, but I cannot use a Sawzall and change the whole outtake. Is there a material of pipe that iron will not adhere to?
No. I mean, so the pipe you have is PVC?
Yes, sir.
And you have 2-inch pipes?
Yes.
And you said that there's so much iron it's only a half of an inch?
Yes, and I have pictures. I'll send you one.
And this is groundwater?
Yes.
Okay. So when I'm looking at these two pumps, the pipe, the 2-inch pipes come up, there's two check valves, and it goes up and out to the backyard?
Right, and we've got the 45s instead of the 90s where there's bends, because the 45s, at least it's a little bit better of a...
Where you get the buildup.
Well, for the most part, yeah. And then between there, too, of course. Between right. there, because there's, yeah.
Okay. And that piping, you say you change these pumps out, but has that piping been there a long time?
That's it. I have to change the piping out about every year.
Really?
Yes, that's exactly true. As a matter of fact, this last time when I'm looking at the pump and it's working, it's cycling, it's on, but there's no water going out. And then the second pump takes over because it's set higher, right, and that took the water out. And I'm like, uh-oh, I know what it is. Called the plumber, said I need a whole new setup again.
Okay. We got now, this sump pump system you have is only for groundwater, correct?
Correct.
And how often does this pump run? In other words, like today it's not raining. Is it running?
Yes, all the time.
So you have a high water table.
Yes.
All right, here's what I want you to do. I want you to, since you're a handy lady, Is that me? You hearing that? Hold on one second. Listen to this, what I want you to do. With the lid, today's not raining. I want you to go downstairs, and I want you to unplug the pump, the main pump. And I want you to tell me when the water gets to a certain level, if it does that before the second pump that's higher goes off. So if you can hold more water in the pit, okay, the pump will run less. It's really odd to me that it has so much atrophy that you can go from 2 inches down to a half inch in 1 year. That's just remarkable to me. But that being the case, if you can do that, then I would have the plumber reset the pumps to a higher level so the pit holds more water, change out your piping, and then if that lid, I'm assuming, is not a sealed lid, what you can do, since you're handy, is you're going to buy a couple gallons of CLR and leave it in the basement. And once a week, you're going to pour like a couple cups down in that pit just to try and break apart whatever is being held in that pit and keep it from building up in the pipes. That's going to be a way less expensive option to you than calling these plumbers back all the time to fix this out. And if you do that, you shouldn't have this problem again. Have the pit hold more water, which is fine. The pump will run less, and that should cause these pipes to atrophy less as well. And you should be able to get more of a lifespan out of those pipes altogether. Appreciate the phone call. It is 9:50 in the morning. We'll be right back. And I love answering questions every week on the show. I really do. I mean, I love helping people. And then, you think, like, what does Lou do during the week? I answer questions incessantly from John Williams, who texts me.
This is true. This is true.
Hey, I need a guy to do this. Okay, call this guy. This is that. Okay, great. Thanks. Hey, I need a guy. Click, click. Okay, call this guy. Hey, I need a guy. And so he goes, I hope you're getting a kickback.
Which I'm not. Brenda said, she goes, boy, we are going to owe Lou when we finally move into this condo. And I said, actually, I think Lou's going to owe us because we are using all of his people. You know how great estates, Lou, have names like Rancho something or Mar-a-Lago? We're going to call this Rancho Manfredini.
I like that. I'm just thinking that there is a meal that the Williams couple is going to take my wife and I to. And I am going to be so ready for it, I'm Ubering to it.
He stopped eating, and his Uber. He's going to have his Uber ready so
right.
he can
so
eat
that,
and drink to
extraordinary. Exactly,
action.
So that when I'm done, you're just going to roll me into the Uber and in a pool, and it won't be an Uber pool, but I'll be in a pool, and then off we go.
I think that'll be a fair trade.
I love that, John Williams. He's so great. I don't know what Brenda sees in him.
It'd be a fair trade.
Yeah.
Hey, did you so Bob Newhart is coming to town next week.
I heard a little bit of that. I think that's awesome.
He sounds like an 87-year-old man who's still very funny and interesting. And I got a chance to talk to him this week because next week he's going to be in town. I want to play a little of that conversation for you. He tells a couple of great baseball stories. And the story about the record that his comedy album set is fantastic. And he's got a fun story about that.
That's awesome.